Good morning. It's Friday, May 22nd.
End of the week, and honestly, the most interesting thing isn't what happened this month, it's the curve.
Yeah?
So the forward curve for May, which was sitting 16.9 points behind where it should be a week ago, has now clawed back to minus 11.5. That's a 5.5-point swing in 7 days.
That's a big move. Is that bookings accelerating?
It is. The pace is picking up. We're still behind the curve, don't get me wrong, but the gap is closing fast. A month ago, people were wondering if May was going to be soft, and now the demand is clearly coming through.
So what does that mean for the MTD picture overall?
Well, MTD, we're looking at passengers down about 14% year on year, but revenue is up almost 15%. It's all yield. Yield up 34%.
That's the trade-off, right? Fewer bums on seats, but each one's paying a lot more.
Exactly. Load factor is 81.5, which is 10 points behind last year. But revenue per flight is up 20%. It's a price-led month, no question.
Okay, so stepping back, what did this week teach us that we didn't know on Monday?
Two things, I think. First, the curve recovery confirms May demand was just late, not missing. Second, and this one's a bit more uncomfortable, the Durban-Johannesburg corridor is under real share pressure.
How bad?
Flies a fair share on DUR. JNB dropped 8 points year on year. SAA added over 14,000 seats on that route. And the same pattern shows up JNBDU are minus 7.6 points.
So SAA is flooding the golden route.
Pretty much. And the total DUR, JNB market actually grew about 10%. So there's enough demand to go around. But Fleece Affairs capacity was essentially flat while SAA and Airlink both expanded. You're growing the pie but losing slice.
Is that a decision item before the weekend? Or just watch it?
I'd say watch, but with a trigger. If that share gap widens into June, the revenue per flight on that corridor starts to erode even with the yield gains. It's worth a conversation about whether to defend share or let's say burn capacity.
Right. What about June? Any early reads?
One fun one. JNB Zanzibar is already at 83% load factor for June bookings, and the expected curve at this stage is only 26%. That route is 57 points ahead. Way outperforming.
Holiday demand booking early?
Seems like it. Mauritius is also strong, 29 points ahead. The leisure routes are selling through.
What about HRE? JNB. I noticed that one in the losers column.
Yeah, Herrera is a mixed story. Flies Affair doubled capacity year on year, revenue up 79%, but yield dropped about 8%. So you're filling planes, but at lower prices. Classic market share through capacity play?
Worth it?
At 79% revenue growth, probably yes for now. But it's the same question as Durban. Just a different flavor. Growth that costs you yield needs a shelf life.
Quick ops check before we wrap.
OTP came in at 93.6, just under the 94 target. Technical dispatch rate is strong at 99%. NPS at 72, ahead of the 70 target. Nothing alarming there.
Good. All right, two questions Elmar should take into the exec meeting. First, with SAA aggressively adding seats on Durban-Johannesburg, what's the threshold where we either defend share or consciously yield capacity and focus on margin? And second, Zanzibar and Mauritius are selling way ahead of curve for June. So can we lean into price on those routes while demand is hot? Or is the yield already where we want it?
On that second one, I'd add, it might be worth checking if the Zanzibar demand is pulling from any other route. 57 points ahead of curve is great, until you realize those passengers aren't flying somewhere else you'd rather they flew. Actually, before we wrap, one thing on the cost side that didn't come up. Crude oil is up almost 11% month on month in dollars, and the Rand has weakened over 12% to 16.51. Jet fuel in dollars is actually down 12%, so it hasn't caught up yet. But oil in Rand terms has already surged about 25%. When that lag closes, fuel cost per flight is going to spike. That 34% yield gain we're celebrating could look a lot thinner once the cost line catches up.
So the margin story might look very different by mid-June. Worth flagging at the exec meeting. Good point. All right. Have a good one.